I'm feeling okay. I've thought long and hard about it. I thought about it last Christmas, that I said to myself that I'm not going to do another Christmas behind the counter. And as I say, is the two of us discussed it. And it's come to fruit now. So it has. I made up my mind last Christmas that I wouldn't be behind the counter this Christmas. And I called it the day there last week because people started to come in looking to do orders for Christmas. And I just basically had to come out then and just make up my mind whether we're going to stay in it or get out. And I am well on in years now, 69 to be precise, and I feel it's time to hang up the boots.
It must be sad for you though, Sean, all the same.
No, it's not sad. I had good times and bad times. The saying is, things, big changes in this town, Fuller Shannon, particularly with the amount of people that's going to Bundoran and Donegal town. I can't blame them. Through the Chamber of Commerce over the last 30 years, I said that we need a major player in the town to hold the people in the town. But I was shot down every time. And what I'm saying is, nobody took it on board that this day of reckoning would come. When Ballyshannon lost its ability to feed the people in the community around the town, it's this death knell of Ballyshannon. And what I mean by that is that in the 60s, late 60s, I started with my father, 69-70. That's the year I started with my father. And I'm at a sense, and I see massive changes in the town as regard business for the worst, for positive care and that, for the better. And people retired for the better. But they took the eye of the ball as regards the business. And all the business, when Billishan always fed Bundoran, Kinloch, Tullahan, Belleek, Manahampton, and then Pettigo, Ballintra and Rosnella, that whole thing has changed. That part of Donegal town is feeding part of that catchment area, and Bundoran is feeding the south part of that catchment area. Ballyshannon let that slip through the fingers. There were numerous times major players wanted to come into this town, and there was nothing only objections to getting them major players into the town.
In terms of butchers in the town, Sean, this is, or you will be, the third butchers in the town to close inside the last year. Is it a worrying time, to say the least, for your industry?
Well, I'm not the only butcher in County Donegal or all over Ireland. There is a trend at the minute a lot of butcher shops is closing. And the reason why that is, they're going to the bigger supermarkets, where they're getting the selection of product. And as the saying is, it's right, left and centre in all the supermarkets at the minute. It's under your nose. Meat, 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 chicken. But if Ballyshannon had got the major player, and this is my argument all the time, you can do something when you have footfall in a town. But when you have no footfall, you have no customers. And anybody look at the town there for the last 3 weeks, you can see the way the town's gone.
And do you feel that things will only get worse for Ballyshannon, Sean, then?
Well, there's a major player going into Donegal town at the minute on the former McGee site, I believe. So, like, that's another major player going into Donegal town. And there's supposed to be another major player going into Madorn. So I don't see any future for the town of Ballyshannon as regards retail business. Unfortunately, that's my take on it. They've missed the boat. The boat has sailed. The big players has gone to the other towns, and that's where the business is going to be done. I want to thank all our customers, Rita and myself, over the years. I want to wish the day centre thanks to all their customers down through the years. And I want all the people that I on home deliveries to wish them the best of luck and good health in the years to come.